Jane Brockman is the next composer we'll hear. She's new to Into the Light. Born in 1949 and raised in upstate New York, she is the first woman to have earned a doctorate of music composition in the 150-year history of the University of Michigan, Ann Arbor. She also studied in Paris on a Fulbright and in Vienna. Her mentors include Ross Lee Finney and Leslie Bassett, among others. Brockman taught music theory and composition at the University of Connecticut for 9 years, where she founded the university's computer music studio. She's also been on the faculties of the Hart School of Music, the University of Rhode Island, and the University of Michigan. After working at the Sundance Institute Film Composers Lab on a fellowship, she left her tenured professorship at the University of Connecticut to freelance as a composer in the Los Angeles area, writing concert music and scoring low-budget films and television. The original version of the piece we're about to hear was written for strings and computer-generated tape, but we're going to hear the string version of the work. The piece is called perihelion, which refers to the point at which a comet or planet comes closest to the sun. Brockman uses the concept to refer to the relationship between orchestral and soloistic sections of the piece. Music which is human in range of emotion is heard, in contrast with otherworldly yet quite evocative sounds. Spatially, perihelion, too, recalls the orbiting notion of the title, and its musical materials are also characterized by circular, revolving motion. In this performance, the Arioso Chamber Orchestra is conducted by Carol Ann Martin.